Earlier this week, a former Major League Baseball player named Marcos Carvajal died in his native Venezuela because he could not get the antibiotics he needed to treat a case of pneumonia. He is another casualty of the growing crisis in that country. Since 2012, under President Nicolas Maduro, Venezuela has been stuck in a devastating economic and political spiral. And one consequence has been a severe shortage of medicine. Francisco Valencia leads a public health advocacy group called Code Vida. He joins us now from Caracas on Skype. Francisco, welcome.
Thank you.
You know, I'm afraid to say that the death of this former professional baseball player, still a very young man, was probably not a surprise to you.
No, it's not, because for us, it's a daily basis receiving calls from people who died because of lack of medicines.
How bad is the shortage? We're hearing estimates that up to 85% of the drugs that people need aren't available.
Yeah. Right now, we live in Venezuela, a humanitarian crisis. We register 85% of shortage of essential medicines like hypertension, diabetes, medicines, even basic medicines that you need for protect from your fevers and everything. And the other thing is that we are having a 90% shortage of medicines for people who has cancer, has received a transplant, organ donation, or HIV people. And recently, last night, we received the news that 16,000 people who received dialysis has run out of equipment, and the life is at risk, because you know that people in dialysis, they need to receive dialysis, because if not, they will be dead.
So of course, many people in your country must be desperate over this. What ends are people going to get their drugs? Is there a black market? Are they smuggling drugs in from other countries, leaving Venezuela to get health care?
We have a lot of migrations to the countries nearby Venezuela, like Colombia and Brazil, looking for medicines and obviously food. The emergency we have here is not only medicine and food too. We have two medicines that come from Colombia, not the right way. We don't know if they're good or bad, but they sell it at the price, at the black market price, very high, and very few people have access to those medicines.
What about you? Does it affect you personally?
Well, on myself, I have a kidney transplant 18 years ago, and I haven't received my medicine since August last year. Right now, I'm taking medicines that have been expired. Not only me, my wife, I had received a transplant too, and she's at risk too.
How does this fit into the larger context of the healthcare system in Venezuela? We've seen reports that some hospitals don't have electricity. We've also seen that doctors are leaving the country in droves. It's not just medicine, it's the entire healthcare system.
We have around 10,000 doctors who left the country because they don't have, you know, how to proceed with the patients, and they don't receive the proper payment here in Venezuela. So they have left to South America, where they receive payments in U.S. dollars. And that's a big problem, because 10,000 doctors is a big group of doctors who live in the hospitals here in Venezuela. What we're seeing in the hospital is very sad. They don't give food to the patients in the hospital. They only give juice, but they don't give food to the people who are in the hospital. Recently, we have received report that 300 hospitals in Venezuela has serious problem with equipment, diagnostic equipment, like X-ray equipment. They don't have proper medical supplies to take care of the people who go to the emergency, like gloves, every basic thing they need for an emergency. Huh. So it's very complex here in Venezuela, and it's going to be devastated if the government doesn't take action soon.
So the question is, I think, what is at the root cause of this? We've been reporting for quite a while now about the economic crisis in Venezuela, the inflation that has reached nearly 2,000%. The Maduro government has been accused of cracking down on protesters. How is all that related to the fact that you can't get medicine in the country?
It is related because Maduro hasn't invested in the health system. We have been having like 10 health ministers. They change the health minister every year, and that's a big problem too. And the corruption is a big issue here in Venezuela in the health system. because when they assign U.S. dollar to buy equipment or medicine, we don't see that it comes to Venezuela. So the question is, where is the money? Where the money goes? And that's one of the biggest issues that we are here right now in the big crisis in Venezuela. And the main is that the corruption is very big, and the government has to take actions immediately, asking for humanitarian aid. But they don't want that, and they deny that they're living a humanitarian crisis in Venezuela.
Yeah.
In the meantime, people are dying every day because they don't have the proper medicine.
Yeah, and meanwhile, the Maduro government says U.S. sanctions are to blame for this health crisis. Francisco Valencia joining us from Caracas, where shortages of medicine are leading to people's deaths. Francisco, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you very much.